Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia, live in Jamaica on Kiss Radio.
Oh yeah, baby.
That's right, we are at Sandals South Coast in the beautiful sunshine. We want you to be here too. KissRadio.ca to find out how you can win our final grand prize luxury trip. We're by the way, they do not stinge on things like the alcohol here. This is top shelf premium alcohol. And I know, Sonia, you're trying not to look at me in the eye when I say this, because I know you've been trying to take advantage of this, right?
Oh yeah, well, I've definitely had some fun, but I also did it for assignment as well. Let's not forget.
Yes, that's
that
right.
I was willing to indulge so that we could do another round of
Kevin and Sonia's Drunken Spelling Bee. You guys is the best show ever.
All right.
I have not heard this audio, and I'm super terrified.
So, we met some friends here at the resort. Some of them are listeners that we brought along with us on this trip. And, basically, we're going to meet them for the first time. And you're going to guess, listening, and play along with us if they can correctly spell the word that Sonia gave them. Let's meet our first contestant with Drunken Spelling Bee.
How many drinks have you had?
Two.
I mean, the breathalyzer on my phone says otherwise, but okay.
16.
You remember that we flew into Montego Bay, the airport.
Yes.
Can you spell Montego Bay?
Oh, dear. By the way, I was totally acting with my drunkenness. I wasn't that wasted.
No, you weren't. Don't lie.
You know, it's funny. Right before we went on air, Sonny's like, I don't remember doing this. I'm going to say, after 16 beers, no, man. There's no way he's going to spell that well.
Yeah, I say no, too.
Montego Bay.
He got it right.
What?
And that was fast, too.
No kidding. No delay there whatsoever. Okay, Drunken Spelling Bee, Jamaica edition. This is the international edition at Sandals South Coast. Let's meet our second contestant.
How many drinks have you had here tonight?
Probably about three.
We've been drinking all night. You know it's more than three.
Okay, I admit it.
Can you spell reggae?
Sorry, that laugh is just...
All right. So the liar with three drinks.
Right. Okay.
Which I'm pretty sure that was our friend Whitney. And Whitney had probably about 8 or 9 drinks
at
that
point. Yeah, she had to
have. Okay. I'm going to say there's no chance she's going to spell reggae correctly. That's one word as a sober person I can't even remember how to spell properly.
I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt. I think she might have got this.
Okay, let's find out.
Yeah.
R-E-G-G-A-E.
Yeah, buddy! Yeah, mom!
Go, Whitney! Yum on! Yeah!
Wow, I should have more faith in the drunk people here.
You should.
Okay.
Do we have time for one more?
Let's do one more. And this is, again, Drunken Spelling Bee. Sonia hosting this. And let's meet our final contestant.
How many cocktails have you had today?
Well, no, just a lot of beer.
And how many hours have you spent in the sun?
Oh, probably about 48 hours.
Did you enjoy any daiquiris?
Yes.
You had daiquiris?
I think so. I don't know. I choose daiquiris, yes.
All right, in that case, can you spell daiquiri?
Oh, no. I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, because I didn't for the last two contestants, but no.
I'm thinking no, too.
All right, let's find out.
I can try. How do you spell daiquiri?
No.
D. Is that right?
Yeah, it starts with a D.
A. C. U. Q. U. I. R. I.
You already had screwed it up at the beginning.
Yeah, man. You can even hear someone trying to help him, and he's still screwed it up.
Yeah, no. No luck there.
But the commitment, hoping that if he says it slow enough, I'll just get bored and be like, all right, let's just end this.
Well, I mean, you know, now, again, would you have been able to spell any of those words correctly, Sonia?
D-A-I-Q-U-I-R-I. Daiquiri.
You're sober right now, Sonia.
How do you know?
Is she?
Wake the fun up with Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.